Here you go.
It mounts on every camera, right?
Yes, on all.
I'm coming soon, Mama.
Your dad will be home any minute. He's gonna get so upset.
I said I'm coming. I'll be home in half an hour. How much is it, sir?
$2,500. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Hi, Mom.
Hello. You said we'd be back in half an hour. What took you so long?
What is it? Is the base commander home?
Don't talk like that about your father.
It's not a lie. He's turned this place into a military base. I either have to have a pass or strike a deal with the guard to be able to leave at all.
You made this happen, Rose. He didn't treat you like this before. If it weren't for those damn pills...
I'm not addicted to anything, so I don't need to put anything aside. And Dad's talking nonsense. It's just an excuse to hurt me.
Your dad's not the enemy, Rose. Why would he want to hurt you?
Yes, he's my enemy. Because I don't live the way he wants me to. That's why.
We don't want to tell you how to live your life. We just want you to choose the right way.
Look, my right and wrong are different from yours. Dad, the one that's been thinking about making money all along, has finally decided to discipline me. Yeah. He wants to turn me into a decent person just like himself. I just can't be like you, Mother dear. And if you keep this up, I'll do something that you really, really regret.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Truly, thank you.
I have to be thankful.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm serious. I'm truly sorry that I doubted what you said to me earlier.
You're talking about Dr. Naini.
Yeah. You know, I had some serious doubts about what you said today. In fact, I almost went to him to apologize.
I know. The things that I tell you are really strange. If you have any doubts, it's very natural. It's very hard to accept that your best friend is, in fact, your very worst enemy. I think you have every right to be confused. But I want to tell you right now, it's going to be stranger. In fact, it will be painful. And yes, it will even hurt me. I know you'll be upset to hear about it too. Can you tolerate hearing about it?
What's it about?
I think that you should be asking who. Instead of what? Okay, then. Fine. I won't say anything. But I am worried, Doctor. I am worried it'll be too late.
Tell me, Elias. Please tell me. Who is it about?
It's about Parry. She's in trouble, Doctor. You have to save her.
What's wrong?
Well, nothing yet. Believe me, nothing yet. But if we don't rush, they'll take her away from us.
Who? Who, Elias? Talk, Elias, talk. Tell me what you mean, please. I'm begging you.
A young man has caught her eye. A real smooth talker. But that's only on the outside. Doctor, you must understand, if they get married, there'll be nothing but suffering for Parry. And that's what's driving me crazy.
Who is this guy, Elias? Do you know this man's name?
No. The only thing that I know is that he is a strictly religious guy. Doctor, I can see the day Parry serves in this house like a servant, a prisoner. All they do is fight and curse at each other. That is what is bothering me so much. It really is bothering me. If he manages to marry Parry the way he intends, I know that it will only take Parry a year to do something dangerous to set herself free from him. I can see nothing but misery.
But how? How did Parry meet this guy?
I don't know. I really don't know. The only thing I know is that one day they see each other and... He calls her a couple of times as well, but he's trying to seduce her. Wait, Doctor. What do you want to do?
I want to go talk to her about it.
You can't tell her anything.
Why not?
Because she won't believe you. How do you plan on telling her how you found out?
What? But I don't get it. I can't talk to this boy because you don't know who he is, and I can't even talk to Parry about it. What am I supposed to do?
Sit down. Sit down, Doctor. This is like a game of chess. You have to have a plan first, and then you play. Just like that guy. He also has a plan, I plan he's playing. And he's doing a good job.
Tell me, Elias. Tell me what I'm supposed to do, please. You have to help me.
We have to do something that will make Parry tell us the whole story.
But how?
Tell her somebody has asked for her hand.
And who should I say has done that exactly?
I don't know, Doctor. Tell her... it's me. Tell her that I have asked to marry her.
You?
Yeah. This way she'll be forced to tell you that she loves somebody else, and then she'll tell you everything she knows. Everything.
You mean I should lie to her?
No. It isn't a lie. The truth is... well, the truth is that I do love her. I love Parry, Doctor.
What are you talking about, Elias? What are you even saying?
I've been meaning to tell you for a long time, but I just couldn't. Doctor, I've been struggling with it for a long time. I didn't tell you because I really didn't want you to feel that this feeling that I have for her is a kind of betrayal towards you. I don't know, a kind of disloyalty.
It's not?
No. No, it isn't, Doctor. I swear to you. My feelings, they're pure. Pure love for her. So pure that I swear to God I haven't spoken a word about it to her. I swear, Doctor, I haven't said anything to her.
I don't know, Elias. I don't know what to tell you right now. I really didn't expect this from you.
To be honest, I didn't expect it either. I didn't expect I would fall in love. But then when I realized that it had happened, well, then what was I supposed to do? I tried to forget it. I tried to ignore it. I even decided to leave this place. But I couldn't, Doctor. Believe me, if this terrible man hadn't come around, I would have kept this feeling in my heart for the rest of my life. I would never have said not a single word about it. Not a single word about it. But I'm telling you because I'm frightened for Parry, because I don't want her to be fooled into ruining her life. So I found the courage to tell you. I'm sorry. I know, Doctor. I know that even if you save Parry from that wolf, I know that she won't agree to marry me in a million years. I know that very well, even if you give us your consent. But what I can't bear is that you might think, even for a second, that my feelings for her are a betrayal of your trust. I really couldn't bear to live like that. Tell me, Doctor, please be honest with me. Tell me if that's the way you feel. I swear to God, I will pack up my bags right now and leave. I will go somewhere and you will never hear from me again. I swear to you, Doctor. My feelings for Parry are no match for the way I feel about you and how I value our friendship. I really do. I want you to believe me. You are my guide. Tell me to die. I will die, but please don't be upset with me.
10, maybe 12.
Let me see your last estimates. I want to see how right they are.
The last time, with the deal for the land on Getaria, it was the same situation. Don't you remember?
I think it was less than this. I think you're making a mistake.
Atafe, I'm leaving now. Do you need anything?
Yes, I do. Sacrifice the lamb we promised to. It's not right to delay it. Please.
I've told the guys to take care of everything by noon. Goodbye now. Oh, by the way, Atafe, keep an eye on Rose, would you? Don't feel sorry for her and let her go and see those friends of hers, all right?
But you can't just lock her up in her bedroom for the rest of her life.
Come on.
It'll get worse. I swear it will.
You talk as if you're her friend and I'm her enemy.
That's the spirit.
You know better than that.
Yeah.
I can't breathe without her. I love her so much. We almost lost her once. I can't tolerate losing her again like this. Keep an eye on her. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
What?
The university, you passed it. Hey, what's wrong with you?
Daddy, are you okay today?
Yeah.
Really, no need. I'll walk the rest of the way, okay?
Sit. I'll drive you.
Daddy, are you going to the hospital today?
Yeah.
Just please promise me that you'll be careful, okay?
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Hey, be careful when you get out of the car!
Daddy, what's the matter with you today?
I want to talk to you. Get in the car, please.
Is something wrong?
Well, it's nothing.
You didn't say a word from the house till here. And you just almost had an accident. Daddy, why are you so upset today? Tell me.
No, dear. I'm not upset at all. I'm thinking.
Thinking about what? Daddy, what are you thinking about?
Nothing. It's nothing, really. Just forget about it, okay?
Didn't you say you want to talk to me?
We'll do it later. I'll tell you later, dear. Right now, you'll be late for class.
Daddy, I don't go to class anymore. I'm going to the library to study. When you've completely forgotten about that, then I'm sure it's something important, you have to tell me. If you don't talk to me, I'll come to the hospital with you.
What do you think about Elias?
What do you mean?
What kind of person is he?
Well, he's a nice person.
I think he's a nice, religious, and maybe a simple person.
Daddy, why are you asking me that?
Last night he asked me for your hand. Look, dear. Nowadays, there aren't many good, decent people like him. I know that Malud's not here. And I need you by my side. Maybe I don't even agree with you getting married so soon. But Elias really isn't a person you can easily say no to.
But Daddy, I...
No. I don't want an answer so soon from you. I'm sure that Elias is worth giving it a thought for. Well, now go to your class. I mean the library. You're late. By the way, you're already done with your thesis. Why are you still going to the library?
Because I want to. I have to make some corrections.
I still haven't read it. I mean, I couldn't. I'm talking about your thesis.
Please listen, Dad, about Elias.
I said not now. Just think about it. You can't get to know people so easily. But it's a wonderful thing for us to already know Elias. Please, go on now, dear. I'm late myself.
Goodbye.
Listen to me, sir. I told you before, this is a hospital. Please lower your voice or else we'll have to call security.
Really? This is a hospital? Well, no problem then. I'll put a couple of beds in a building and get a couple of people to just come here and do nothing but wear white uniforms and give them a title like doctor and surgeon. That way I can call it a hospital and fool people. Dr. Pajuhan and Dr. Naini are all just titles. Tell Naini he has to discharge my patient. Do you get it?
Dr. Latifi? Dr. Latifi to the emergency room, thank you.
Ma'am, please give me Mr. Chagini's case file, room 201. What's wrong with that man?
Well, what can I say, Doctor? He's been creating chaos in the hospital. Till yesterday, he was insisting that Dr. Pajuhan visit his wife. He was saying his wife has seizures because Dr. Naini isn't a good doctor. Now he says Dr. Pajuhan isn't a good doctor either.
You mean Dr. Pajuhan visited Dr. Naini's patient?
Yes, and he ordered his medication changed, but it still made no difference.
Tell me, did Dr. Naini ask Dr. Pajuhan to visit his patient?
No, unfortunately, he did it without Dr. Naini knowing about it.
Huh, strange.
That's impossible.
Nothing's impossible, Doctor.
You know well that Dr. Pajuhan is much more professional than to do such a thing.
Well, yes, what you say is true. Pajuhan must have had a reason to do what he did.
I don't think it's right to talk about Dr. Pajuhan and Naini this way.
It's very interesting.
What's interesting?
But every time I say something negative, you seem to get upset and worked up about it consistently, don't you? But when Pajuhan stops Dr. Naini in the back and does something so evil that forces Dr. Naini out, it doesn't bother you. Don't you find that interesting? I didn't know Pajuhan was so in love with being the boss. Don't you notice that?
Dr. Beiji to the reception desk.
Hello, hello. Sorry, doctor.
Hello there, dear.
Hi, we already said hello once.
Oh, really? When?
Just now. But you were so deep in thought, you didn't realize I said hi.
Sorry.
Doctor,
are you okay?
Esmat.
Yes,
Dr.
thanks.
Esmat, report to the reception desk, please.
What is it? Do you need to talk?
No. I mean, yeah. Do you have time to talk for just a few seconds?
Yes. For you, yes, of course.
Thank you.
Well? Didn't you want to talk to me?
I did. It's one of those things that you can't explain or talk about, really.
I think I might already know what you want to talk about.
Really? How did you find out?
It's easy to understand these things. You know, the problem with you girls, or us ladies, is that we think it's wrong to talk about or mention marriage. A good girl needs to be chosen. It's bad if she's the one who chooses.
That's exactly it. You're so intelligent. I couldn't breathe. I didn't know how to tell my dad these things.
Well, that's good then. You mean you actually want to talk to your father about marriage?
No. I mean, sort of. 'Cause, you know, the truth is, I really do want to get married. Well, my dad has the same intentions, too.
You mean to tell me he wants to get married?
No, no. There's this guy, Mr. Musavi. I think he's a really nice guy. I like him, too, actually. I asked around about him a bit. I found out he's a really nice person. Someone decent. But today I found out that Dad wants me to marry Elias.
Elias.
That name's so familiar.
Yeah, Elias is Dad's friend. I don't see anything wrong with him. I mean, during the time that he's been living with us, he's not a bad guy. Dad really loves him a lot, but you know, I don't have feelings for him. But for Mr. Mousavi, I can say that I... What's wrong? I lost track there. I said some things I really shouldn't have.
But you didn't say anything bad?
But I'd promised not to talk to anyone about the whole Elias thing.
Why?
Why what?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Or maybe I'm not. I don't even know anymore. Can I sit down, please?
Yeah, sure, sit down. Well then, what can I do for you, Perry dear?
I really want you to talk with Dad about Mr. Mousavi, if it's no trouble. Because I think I'll be too shy to say these things to Dad.
Very well. Is there anything else I can do?
Thank you so much.
You know, it's interesting. This Elias guy is actually living with you.
Yeah, but he's not in our house. He's at the country house. Please, Doctor. Please don't tell anyone anything about him.
Is he a fugitive?
No, I swear to God. The poor thing isn't a fugitive. He doesn't want any trouble. Actually, Doctor, remember a couple of years ago you had a patient at the hospital who everyone thought would die? And then he was able to cure himself with prayers?
Now I remember. He came in with a brain tumor, and when he got better, he just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
You mean he is living with you? Is he in the house right now?
Yeah. He's been staying with us for a while now. But he really doesn't want anyone to know he's there. He doesn't want them to come for interviews and show him on TV and organize conferences and stuff like that. That's why he's hiding out. He's very quiet and so calm.
That's interesting.
Hello, my Rose.
You have no more excuses.
What do you mean?
Listen, I've got the money, honey. And we can live for the rest of our lives in total freedom, just me and you, I promise. Just me and you!
My God, Rose, what did you do?
You won't believe it, but I raided my dad's safe. 50 million in traveler's checks, all brand new. Do you like it, honey?
This is crazy. You were crazy. With what you've done, you'll have to say goodbye to your family.
You know, I really don't care anymore. From now on, you're the only family I have, you idiot. You're the only one important to me.
My love, if you leave that house, you are gone for good. You will never be able to return ever again. Oh my God, you've stolen from them.
Will you stop it, Farzad? I won't regret it. And this is not called stealing. It's what belongs to me. You said it yourself.
Yes. Yes, it's yours. And much more is yours. What were you thinking? What do you think you can achieve with 50 million tomans, huh?
50 million tomans.
You can't even buy one of those awesome cars you see in the streets with that kind of money. Now I want you to think about this real good. Do you think it's worth losing everything else? Just for a measly 50 million tomans? Seriously.
What do you want me to do then? This was all the cash there was in the safe.
Well, of course. You see, intelligent people don't put their money in a safe, but in a
bank. And your dad is an intelligent guy.
So what's rightfully yours is in the bank, and you can't touch it. And do you know why you can't touch it, Rose dear? Because it's not in your name.
Oh, well, I'll take his checkbook and write out checks. Huh? His signature is real easy to forge. We'll learn it fast. We'll learn it really fast. I'm really good at these things, you know?
How much? How much are you planning on writing, Rose?
Whatever that belongs to me. Whatever he has in the account, of course.
You think it's that easy, Rose? You think it's that easy just like that? Do you really think so, huh?
Damn, what else do you suggest I do?
Just be patient.
No way. I can't be more patient than this, Farzad. I desperately want to leave this house and forever, even if you don't want me to be with you.
So you have made up your mind, then?
Yeah, and I'm not changing it.
Very well. Now listen carefully to what I have to say.
You will take the money and put it back in the safe.
Exactly where it was before. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you? But take one of your father's checks from the middle of the checkbook. Just one
check. Rose.
Do exactly what I tell you to do. Just take only one check.
Then what?
Then you will have to come out so I can see you. And tell you the rest of the plan.
Okay.
And don't leave the house with
an argument, okay?
Okay.
You'll have to do something
to get back into the house. Cause my plan will take some time.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
پیداستش برگی همه